Love of the beautiful. Even the great God is a lover of the beautiful. He has given us unmistakable evidence of this in the work of His hands. He planted for our first parents a beautiful garden in Eden. Stately trees were caused to grow out of the ground, of every description, for usefulness and ornament. The beautiful flowers were formed, of rare loveliness, of every tint and hue, perfuming the air. The merry songsters, of varied plumage, caroled forth their joyous songs to the praise of their Creator. It was the design of God that man should find happiness in the employment of tending the things He had created, and that his wants should be met with the fruits of the trees of the garden. God, who made the Eden home of our first parents so surpassingly lovely, has also given the noble trees, the beautiful flowers, and everything lovely in nature, for our happiness. He has given us these tokens of His love that we may have correct views of His character. He has implanted in the hearts of His children the love of the beautiful. But by many this love has been perverted. The benefits and beauties which God has bestowed upon us have been worshipped, while the glorious Giver has been forgotten. This is stupid ingratitude. We should acknowledge the love of God to us in all His creative works, and our hearts should respond to these evidences of His love by giving Him the heart's best and holiest affections.